Welcome today in the name of Jesus, our risen Savior. Linda E. Shearbecker of Swansea, Illinois, formerly of Hoffman, was called to her eternal home from Aviston Countryside Manor, 3:30 a.m. on Saturday, March 26, 2016. God gave her a lifespan of 104 years, 8 months, and 21 days. She was born July 5, 1911, on a farm near Hoyleton, Illinois, the daughter of Charles and Emma Lampe Schaefer. She was reborn into the Christian faith as she was baptized Linda Marie Emma Schaefer, July 23, 1911, here at Trinity Lutheran Church, Hoyleton, with Pastor Albert Gerich officiating. She was confirmed here April 13, 1924, the hand of Pastor Alfred Feeler, blessed with Psalm 23, 1-4 as her confirmation verse. She was united in marriage to Albert Shearbecker on September 2, 1929. And actually, that took place on her mother's farm near Hoyleton here. And Albert preceded her in death on August 26, 1991. In addition to her husband of almost 62 years, she was preceded in death by her parents, by her son Robert Shearbecker, two granddaughters, Sherry Shearbecker, and infant Lucille Ann Mashoff, six brothers, William Schaefer, Paul Schaefer, baby Walter Schaefer, Edwin Schaefer, Albert Schaefer, and Alvin Schaefer, four sisters, Laura Johanningsmeyer, Ella Mashoff, Rosina Ray, and Adele Cerruti. Left to mourn her passing are her two daughters, Eunice Griman and her husband Ed of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, and Lucille Mashoff and her husband Lloyd of Belleville, Illinois. Also six grandchildren, Stephen Griman and his wife Kay, Deborah Feynman and her husband Paul, Sandra Deppe and her husband Tim, Jeffrey Mashoff and his wife Stacy, John Mashoff and his wife, Lori, and James Mashoff and his wife, Laura, 14 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-granddaughter. Since her baptism more than 104 years ago, Mrs. Shearbecker was a lifelong member of this congregation. She served as a member of the Trinity Ladies' Aid, also an officer a number of times. She was also a member of the Washington County Farm Bureau, and for many years a member of the Clinton County Home Extension and Hoffman Day Home Extension. Mrs. Shearbecker was a homemaker who lived and worked with her husband on their farm near Hoyleton, Illinois, for most of their married life. In 1967, when her husband Albert retired from farming, they moved to Hoffman. Her mortal remains will be laid to rest here on God's acre at Trinity Lutheran Church, Hoyleton, in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection of the body unto eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, who will change our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. And God's word says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." We sing the hymn, "How Great Thou Art," number 801.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Linda was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. God's word says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Now please turn to hymn 770. The ladies' aid will lead us in singing "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." They ask that we would all join in. Please stand for the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, We give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Linda and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. The first reading is written in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please turn now to number 23 in the hymn book. Psalm 23, verses 1 to 4, where Linda's confirmation verse. We'll speak the whole psalm together. It's also the text for the sermon today. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The second reading is an Easter reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. From the great chapter on the resurrection. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there's no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, our risen Savior, dear fellow redeemed, especially dear Lucille and members of Linda's family, what was the world like in the year of our Lord, 1911, when Charles and Emma Schaefer welcomed their new little girl into the world? Many things were different. They tell us that there were 46 stars on the flag at that time. Arizona and New Mexico didn't become a state until the following year. In the White House, William Howard Taft was serving as president. He's a man who probably never could get elected today. For one thing, he only ran for president because his wife wanted him to. He didn't really want the job, but she apparently wanted to be first lady. For another thing, he was over 300 pounds, and you wonder how that would go over today with everything being watched so carefully on video and so forth. Closer to home here, most everything was in Hoyleton here in New Minden, where I serve. It was probably still conducted in the German language, and Linda was baptized in German, instructed in German, confirmed in the German language, and both of those took place right here, no doubt, when she was baptized and confirmed in the Christian faith. And as she knelt before God's altar and the pastor laid his hands on her for a blessing, Psalm 23, verses 1 to 4, were spoken over her. This psalm, therefore, became very special to her, and it's a wonderful psalm to which to turn today. Let's hear it verse by verse and consider all that our Good Shepherd provides for us. First it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In other words, the Lord is our good shepherd. We have everything that we need. Throughout her life, in very difficult days, days in the Great Depression and through many other crises, the Lord sustained Linda and her family. It took a lot of hard work, and we're told as a teenager, she went to St. Louis, went to work, and sent the money back home to help support the family. But they got through it. God provided food to eat, clothing to wear, a place to live, even when her father died at a young age. But even more than our bodily needs, the Lord Jesus, our Good Shepherd, has provided himself for our eternal needs. In our reading from John chapter 10, as Jesus describes himself as the Good Shepherd, he explains, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." I once heard a pastor preach a sermon about the Good Shepherd, a pastor who had grown up on a sheep farm in Kansas. And he explained how stubborn and stupid the sheep are, and it was unbelievable to him that anyone would think of laying down their life for these stupid sheep. And yet this is exactly what Jesus did, isn't it? We all, like sheep, have gone astray, the Bible says. Each of us has gone his own way, but the Lord has laid on him, on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. And Jesus took that sin in his own body, became the sacrificial lamb himself, poured out his blood on the cross, gave up his body into death. Yes, really, he suffered hell for us on the cross,
abandoned by his own father. He says, "No one takes it from me, my life, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down, the power to take it up again. This command I've received from my Father." And we've just celebrated Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Under his own power, he rose again on the third day. And it's that victory that gives us the peace and comfort, yes, even joy today, as you say goodbye to your mom. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The Lord provides himself for his sheep. It goes on to say, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." We could summarize this by saying, Jesus, my good shepherd, provides rest for me. Rest and restoration. What could be better after all that hard work than to go home and lie down and rest and sleep soundly through the night? Over the years in Washington County, I've gotten to know several people who live to be more than 100. And it seems that one thing they had in common is that they were all known for being hard workers. As my parents used to tell me, hard work never hurt anybody, right? But after the hard work comes the sound rest. And Jesus has provided rest now for Linda. They rest from their labors, the scripture says, of those who have fallen asleep in the Lord. But even here and now, even as you continue to work hard in whatever God has given you to do, you also have rest in the Lord. That means when it comes to your salvation, you live by grace. That means you trust that Jesus has done all the work for you in your place. And when it comes to you getting right with God, all we can do is rest in what Jesus has done for us. He did the hard work. He did it all. He kept every commandment. He left no sins unanswered for on the cross. He rose again to give us victory. His rest is full and complete. When you hear the gospel message of Jesus, he is saying to you, just rest. You can't earn your way to heaven anyway. Stop trying. Just receive the work that I have done in your place for your benefit. So we spoke of it in Ephesians chapter 2, where we said, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Jesus, our good shepherd, provides rest for body and soul. Next it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And remember, the man who wrote this psalm was David, who himself had been a shepherd boy. He knew all about what it was to be a good shepherd. And remember when he was getting ready to fight the giant Goliath. And King Saul said, well, you can't fight this giant. You're just a young kid. And David said, well, when I was out watching my father's sheep, and a lion or bear would come along and grab one of the lambs, I would rescue them from the mouth of the lion or the bear. And if they would turn on me, I would grab it by its hair and I would kill it. So you could just imagine grabbing a lion by its beard and then clubbing it to death. That's what he did with his rod and his staff as a shepherd. Jesus is our good shepherd who has conquered our enemies. He provides protection for us in that he has conquered the devil. He has subdued death. Our sins can no longer be brought up to accuse us before God. Jesus is the good shepherd who protects us, and he himself is with us. We don't fear, he says, because thou art with me. And going on, he says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. So Jesus, my good shepherd, provides a banquet feast for me, even in the face of my worst enemies. So here we are today, marking the worst thing that can happen to a person, humanly speaking, that is that they die. But we're able to have a celebration. We're able to rejoice because God has prepared this victory. He's given us this banquet feast right in the face of death. And so all those who are in Christ have no need of being afraid of death. The sting has been removed. And that brings us to the last verse of the psalm. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Jesus, my good shepherd, provides an eternal home for me, a home where we dwell with him. Yes, we are certain that Linda, Saturday morning, went home to be with Jesus. Like Jesus said to that man next to him on the cross, today you'll be with me in paradise. And her soul is with Jesus. And we believe that Jesus, who rose again in the body on the third day, will also raise her body from the dead. It's amazing how young your mom looked and how well-preserved she was. But that'll be nothing compared to her radiance, her immortality with which she'll be raised on the last day. Now, some people say, how can you believe in such a thing as the resurrection of a body from the dead? Well, think about this. I was reading the other day about a woman in Iraq. While traveling abroad, she and her husband had become Christians. They had been Muslim originally. And they came back to Iraq and began to be persecuted for their beliefs in Christ as their Savior. And when somebody asked her, well, why did you switch? Why did you become a Christian? Well, she said, for one thing, the people in ISIS were full of hate, but she saw the Christians were full of love. But another thing she said was, Muhammad is dead, but Jesus is alive. No other religion, if you notice this, no other religion has ever dared to claim that their founder came back from the grave alive. They couldn't make such a claim because they would immediately be found out. Christianity claims that very thing. And no historian ever since has been able to disprove it, that Jesus of Nazareth, crucified for the sins of the world, rose again on the third day. And now we claim, and in Jesus believe with firm confidence, that those who die in him will be raised bodily on the last day, imperishable, incorruptible, no longer subject to pain or suffering or sorrow or death. It happened to Jesus. He'll cause it to happen to us as well. There's nobody else who can claim such a thing than those who follow the Christ who himself rose again from the dead. So, dear friends, rejoice in Jesus, your risen, triumphant good shepherd. Jesus, your good shepherd, has provided everything that you need. Jesus, your good shepherd, provides rest for your body and soul now and forever. Jesus, your good shepherd, protects you. Jesus, your good shepherd, gives you a banquet feast in the face of your enemies. Jesus, your good shepherd, has provided an eternal home with him forever. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now turn to hymn 744 and sing Amazing Grace.
Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Linda and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the the joyful expectation of the resurrection of the body and eternal life with those who they love, who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Linda and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life, and also the blessings that came to others through her. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy, and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. We sing the last hymn, number 461.